for what should have been a simple traffic stop, but it turned into an arrest. He's been charged with trafficking drugs, possession of marijuana, first degree, possession of drug paraphernalia, attempting to elude officers, and felony probation violation. Once officers were able to catch up with him because he took off, they searched his vehicle and they found a large amount of marijuana, ecstasy pills, and a digital scale. He was transported to Metro Jail, where he's still being held without bond. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 752 FM Talk 106.5. Time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Get the gear you need to head maybe out for turkey season coming up next month, or especially the gear that Captain Bobby Abrascato throws when he goes and catches fish right here along the Gulf Coast. And speaking of which, it's time to check in with the man of the hour, Captain Bobby. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are you guys?
Doing great. And I was telling folks that there was a special announcement coming up. Before we even get into the discussion of what you've been doing this week and where you're catching fish, this is something that you're ready to roll out today, and something very close to you, a raffle to benefit the Memorial Fund for slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. Tell us about it.
Well, it's what we decided to do, like you mentioned, just to have just an effort to raise some funds for that memorial fund for that hero. And it's real simple. All you do is you go make a donation, real simple to make a donation to mobilepd.org. And then you can go online, and Will, my website guy, set up a real neat page to where you just, once you made your donation, you go right to our website. There's a little page you click on. You submit your name. It comes to us, and you go into a raffle. And it's so easy that I actually even did it. So that's how easy it is. But in the event, and I don't know if there's anybody in the world that's less technologically capable than me, if you don't want to do it online, I actually put sign-up sheet out at McCoy's, and then I'm going to have one with us down at the Guide Corner down at the boat show. So all you have to do is go sign up, make a donation, and you can sign up a few different ways. And also, I decided to go ahead and just open it up, made a donation, just to be able to say thanks to you. If you've already made a donation, please feel free to sign up, man. We'll put you in a drawing, and we're going to have a fishing package with a fishing trip for you and two of your buddies, custom built rod, and speaking of tackle, have a bunch of the lures that I use throughout the year. We put together a nice tackle box. So all that'll come to you, and all you have to do is just make any donation to that memorial fund for Sean Tudor.
Yeah, this is, y'all, and we have listed this up. It's on our Facebook page. Dalton also has it as one of our three big things this morning in the news stories at fmtalk1065.com. You can click the link and go right through to ateamfishing.com, where you can get the information and the link to get in the raffle. And this is something, Captain Bobby, that is going on from now through when? How long do they have to get in the raffle?
Yeah, we're going to draw live on the show, on the radio report, on March 21st. So that's about, 6 weeks away. So you got 6 weeks to get in there, and then whoever we draw is going to get that whole fishing package.
And so you get in, you make the donation. The link is right there. If you go to ateamfishing.com/OfficerSeanTudorRaffle or go through our links on our social media pages and website, it'll take you right there. You make the donation, and then you get a couple weeks in, or 6 weeks, and then you find out if you won. And so I'm going to throw some stuff in as well, and I know there's other people that are going to put some additional gear in. So basically, you get the trip with Captain Bobby, you get the fishing rod, you got the tackle, and you got more gear, and you're doing a great thing for a real hero for our community. Captain Bobby, I thank you for your heart in this, and for putting up your talents and your time to make this raffle possible. From the whole community, man, thank you.
Well, believe me, I'm happy to do it, and it's a pleasure for me to do it.
Well, I want to talk about, in the meantime, what you doing? Catching any fish?
Yeah, man. I had some great trips through the weekend into early last week. I kind of just basically just waved the white flag at the trout fishing and gave up and do what I do best, which is run back home to mama and go red fishing. And, man, I'm telling you, the red fishing is off the chain.
You've been telling us that.
It is the antithesis of the trout fishing right now.
Wait a second.
Your mama. She's a cool lady.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been telling us how, and we both have talked about that. I think the golden days of red fishing here in our neighborhood are right now, and you've been saying how good it is. You're saying it's good here in February, like really good?
Really, really good. Yeah, there's a lot of fish for just a variety of sizes and huge numbers of them all down through the marsh. And the fun part about it is, to me, is it's not spot fishing. You can go down there and kind of pattern fish where you're picking out creek mouths and points and little places that, you know, that you maybe not even normally would stop at. And the big key seems to be when if you can get them going, you can really catch a lot of fish, really large numbers of fish. And the exciting part to me is there's such a variety of sizes. I mentioned that. The reason I'm excited about that, it tells me that there's multiple schools of fish down there. You're catching fish anywhere from little bitty 15-inch reds all the way up to 30-inch, you know, low to the mid-slot size fish. Just, you know, from one cast to the next, you're going to catch a different size fish. Matter of fact, there's some really cool video up there on the if you visit our Facebook and the website, there's some cool video of one of the trips to where it's just – you know, double. It would have been triple after triple, but one of us had to film. So it was double after double because the other guy. And actually, there was a couple times where I was filming and I had a fish on and I was filming at the same time. So it's a lot of fun, man. It's really a lot of fun. And I think, too, though, not totally giving up on the trout fishing. This warm weather, I'm kind of anxious to go back after them again. I think those fish maybe will start moving a little bit more. And then, of course, if you keep up with the river levels, you'll see that they've dropped out like crazy. And I think that's going to help with the trout fishing, too.
Oh, I agree. And we have more time. We'll talk about this during the Guides Corner and on the Outdoor Show on Saturday, because when you say getting them started, you have a really cool technique for coming in and getting those redfish fired up and kind of getting that frenzied fishing going on. So I think that's worth rolling out and putting some detail into that coming up on Saturday.
Yep, that's right. And we're going to have some other stuff down there if you stop by, some rigging diagrams, and I'm going to bring a few rods, and we can talk in a lot more detail about it, too, at the show. So come on by and sign up for the raffle, and let's tell some fishing lies.
That's fantastic. Once again, the raffle, you can go through the links on our social media pages, but if you go to ateamfishing.com, or we can link through your Facebook page as well, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can go on there, and it's got the information to it. It'll send you can go straight to themobilepd.org or straight through our website.
Great stuff. As always, Bobby, thank you for your time, and thanks for what you're doing for the community, man.
All right, man. Well, glad to do it, and we'll see y'all down at the boat show.
That's for sure, as he is part of the Guides Corner. 3 days of the best fishing guides, folks from the outdoors world, from the hunting world. We talk kayaks as well down there. 3 days of advice from the pros. Come by and see us at the Mobile Boat Show starting tomorrow. All right. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, and we're coming right back.